And over the time that I lived with him, of course, the people also ask, how did you learn if you couldn't speak Thai and he couldn't speak English? And the first month there was this Thai monk who could translate. And so Ajahn Chah would invite me over in the afternoons and we could discuss and I could tell him what I'd been doing and he could advise me and tell me what was expected of me at his monastery. So over in the first month there was that opportunity. But after that, I had to put forth the effort to learn to speak Thai. But actually, it was through example that I really learned, because in the first year I couldn't understand all that well of what he was saying. He was at his peak. He was only about 48, I think, when I met him. And that seemed quite old at the time. Now it looks very young, actually. I was 33, and now I was just thinking, I'm 33. I was 33 then, and I'm 66 now. So that's 33 years ago. And so but he was at his kind of peak. He was, he seemed so confident and yet so relaxed and happy. And the life in the monastery had a strictness to it, but it wasn't oppressive. You didn't feel, strictness in his own right can be very suffocating and oppressive and humorless. But Lumpa Cha had great humor, and one of his great ways of teaching me was getting me to laugh at myself, because I did take myself too seriously, and I was trying too hard, and I had this goal orientation and the sense of I've got to prove myself. And during those years with Lumpa Cha, he could reflect this to me so well, all my oftentimes good intentions, but based still on a strong sense of self and the ego and this striving quality that is so common to American people. He seemed strict, but yet in a way he was relaxed. It wasn't like a strictness that caused tension. So in his presence, you didn't feel there was any strictness at all. It was all rather, you just had this sense of being at ease. He could put you at ease. And then his humor could help you to relax even more, because many people would come to him with their problems, because they were suffering so much, and his way of getting them to relax and calm down was not particularly to say, now sit straight and concentrate on your breath, but just by talking, telling jokes, laughing, and really talking in very direct and open and loving way to everybody. So this was something that I found very useful because of my nature of being a goal, trying to get somewhere and trying to control everything. There's also tremendous effort to try to get rid of things, bad thoughts and impure thoughts and emotions. And Ajahn Chah could always reflect this to me, that all my efforts were based on good intentions and ideals, but this grasping, this sense of always grasping and trying too hard, was the problem. And in his way, I just by being around him, with his sense of ease with life, and his acceptance of life in whatever forms or qualities or conditions it happens to appear, he seemed quite at ease with it all.